On the way back from England, we didn't fly back. We took the Aquitania. That was the sister ship of the old Leviathan, old German boat. We were on the Aquitania, and it took us about 6 days because that was a fast ship. See, at that time, they went 20, 25 miles an hour. See, we just, when we left the harbor, we would have an escort for a day. See, a British, not a cruiser, a destroyer would escort us out, so we didn't have any problems. So, 6 days we were on this boat, and you meet different people. I was with my co-pilot most of the time, and we met this one fella, Commander Downey. You know, he saw us there, Walter. He come over, very friendly. Commander Downey, he says, I'm attached to the British Embassy in Washington. He says, you fellas, if you flew combat. He says, I'd like to hear what you tell me about combat. He says, I'm very much interested. So, for the 6 days, we would talk to him, you know. Oh, he was a nice guy, and he knew everybody. He'd be talking about a governor, first name. Everybody was on first name basis. So one day, he says to Paul, I think, is he pulling our leg? You know, here's his first name this, first name that, you know. I says, he's with the British Embassy. I guess maybe he knows the guys, you know. So we come over. We landed in New York. Finally, we landed in New York. And he says, fellas, if I can help you out any day, let me know. Just write to me, to the British Embassy in Washington, you know. So then when I came back, that's after I come back, we went down to Atlantic City, and then they gave me this assignment. Then I'm back in Texas again. And I'm trying to get my wife, I couldn't get my wife down there, you know. And we're flying, and we're in that, I went on a base and headquarters, and I showed them the papers I had. They had automatic pilot, everything on the base there. And I showed them that, I'm sorry, there's no openings here. There's nothing we could do for you. You've been assigned here, and you're supposed to go back on a B-29. So, geez, you could imagine how I felt. I said, who the hell can I write to? Who do I know? So one day I'm in the barracks there with three other guys. We're all officers there. All of a sudden, I said, hey, I got an idea. The fellow said, what happened? They knew I was trying to get this assignment, you know. And I had a hell of a job trying to convince anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write to my friend Commander Downey in the British Embassy in Washington, and I'm going to tell him what happened, because I think he would be interesting in knowing, you know. And I wrote this letter. In fact, I think I have the letter someplace upstairs. My wife kept all the letters that I wrote, and I have the letters that I wrote her upstairs. She's got it all. My son wants it. You could make a book out of those letters. Let me tell you what happened here first. So, I wrote to him, and I read the letter to the fellas. And I said, you know, this Air Force, the Air Corps, it was the Air Corps at that time, is no different than civilian life. It's not what you know, I said, it's who you know. And I said, the assignment I was supposed to get, I could have got it overseas, but when I come here, they don't want to know from nothing. And I said, my wife was supposed to be with me. I can't bring my wife here. It's so hard, you know. So I said, what kind of response I get? I don't know. So we were between flying missions, training missions, and going to classes. So we had to go to classes too. So one day we're in class, the officer of the day come in. He went up to the officer in charge, and he spoke to him, and then he turned around. He says, is there a Lieutenant Nerigian here? He says, yes, right here, sir. He says, you're wanted in the office immediately, and the commanding officer, immediately go there. So I said, oh, I'll be right there. So all the fellows in the class, They said, "Holy Jesus, George, what the hell did you do?" You know, I said, "They're going to take away your rating. They're going to ship you out right now." So I went there. I went up to headquarters, and there was a captain there. He says, "We got special orders from the Pentagon. We got special orders from the Pentagon, and they want an immediate response." And we got the report. "You are available for 3 assignments." I says, "I am." "Bomb site maintenance and 2 others, which I forgot all about them." Well, I said, "I wanted that bomb site maintenance." He says, "Is that the one you want?" I said, "That's right." He says, "Okay, I'll put that down." And he says, "We'll send it right in." And just before I left, you know what the guy said to me? He says, "Who the hell do you know?" He says, "Who the hell do you know to get something like this?" Then I found out, I got a letter just before that interview where they called me. Just before that officer came in to call me, I got a letter back from Commander Downey, saying that he's so sorry that you could not get the assignment of your choice, and they gave you an assignment that you don't want. They want to send you back to combat, you know. He says, "I'm in the British Embassy, and there's not much I could do in the British Embassy. But," he says, "I have a good friend, Howard." And he circled it. Major General Howard Craig in the Pentagon. He called him Howard. He says, "I spoke to Howard, and I gave him your letter." He says, "I gave you a letter." That was before I heard anything. That's when I told the fellas, you know, that letter was given to the Major General in the Pentagon. That's when they come in looking for me. Oh, Jesus Christ. But that's what happened. Can you imagine that? Then I got the assignment, and I was sent up to Minnesota for training for 2-3 months at bomb site maintenance, automatic pilot training. I went up there by myself. When I came back, I would be right in a bomb site maintenance office, you know. But I wanted to get transferred over to the East Coast, but I never mentioned that. They said, "No, you're going to come back and stay in the base in Texas." But when I was up in Minnesota, I stayed there, but then I got a hold of my wife, "Come to Minnesota, and what we'll do, on the way back," I says, I'll buy a car instead of taking the train back, and I says, "We'll come back to Texas together." See, that's what we did.